A dear friend of mine said, "Mountains cannot be surmounted except by winding paths." This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Mountains cannot be surmounted except by winding paths. That wonderful philosopher Goethe made this remark, living in Germany as he did, and living in the Alps there, and he climbed them often, I'm sure, and he had a lovely time doing it. But he liked the serpentine paths that wind their way up the mountain, making the journey up the mountain an enjoyable, delightful, happy time, and he did it often. We look at life and we say to ourselves, "My goodness, there's so much to do and so many things before us. How are we ever going to begin to do that?" And as we do that, we think to ourselves, "Oh, well, I might as well stay in bed." And not true. Mountains cannot be surmounted except by winding paths. When we have circumstances in life, we take care of these circumstances in little ways here and little ways there, gently planting the seeds, gently putting the cause in motion for that experience which we want to have. And we do this sometimes so gently we even think to ourselves, "Am I doing anything effective at all?" And we are. We are being very effective because we're putting causes in motion that bring about results that are utterly amazing. There are some people, there's a man, he wanted to travel across the United States. And he wanted to travel across the United States riding on his riding lawnmower. Can you think of anything sillier than that? Well, that was his passion. He wanted to ride across the United States on his riding lawnmower. Now, he had to stay off the roads because he didn't go very fast, but he could be on the edge of the road or something like that, apparently. And he drove across the United States. It took him a long time. He had a wonderful journey. He met many wonderful people who thought he was an absolute idiot. And after he talked with them for a little while, and they saw the serenity and the peace that was in him, because he was doing what he wanted to do, his lifetime ambition. Silly lifetime ambition, you and I might say. But he said that is a joy to him. Now, why do people have lifetime ambitions that to others seem most ludicrous and most stupid? Why? It doesn't matter why. The only thing that matters is that when we have a delight in our heart, follow it. If you have a delight in your heart to write the great novel, sit down for an hour every day and work on it. It may never come to fruition, but at least you're writing the great novel. And if your writing is the poorest grammar in English and what have you that you ever could imagine, it doesn't matter. You are writing it. Now, can you imagine giving yourself an obstacle or a test or the desire of your heart to say something beautiful to and about every person you meet? Wouldn't that be a good one? Better than riding a motorcycle, even. Say to yourself, "I'm going to say something good and beautiful about every person I meet." And you say, sometimes that's a challenge. Well, it's a challenge only because you think it's a challenge. If you think, "Hey, there are an infinity of possibilities that I can say about myself and others every single day that would be planting seeds of beauty and goodness." Now, a person comes up to you and says, "Good morning." Well, how nice of them to say good morning. How nice of them to greet me. They didn't have to. And they could have had a grouch on and not said anything. But they greeted me. "Hey, you're wonderful. Thank you. I love you too. Have a wonderful day." "I didn't say I love you." "Oh, that's okay. I love you." And, well, I guess you're okay. And so, you see, as we go around doing this, I have a strange way of corresponding with people. I write to every person I write to, "Beloved," and then I put their name down. And then at the end of the letter, I say, "I love you, love, Herb." And a lot of people in business and in other areas of life where this might seem strange, they get the letter and they say, "What, this guy loves me? Who's he? What's this all about? Why does he love me? Why does he say something nice to me?" And then as correspondence continues. They become accustomed to that. And, you know, it doesn't take very long before they are responding with, I love you, love John, love Mary, love Paul, love Priscilla. It doesn't matter. They just pick it up. They just pick up the seeds that you are planting so surreptitiously, so unimportantly, so gently, so lovingly, and they nourish those seeds by using them. And pretty soon their life begins to have more love in it because they're giving out more love that they are. Mountains cannot be surmounted, Mr. Goethe says, except by winding paths. And the winding paths are the little moments. They're always leading to the same direction that we want to go. But they seem to take us off to one side and then off to the other side. And they seem to take us backwards and up and over. And little by little, if we pay no attention to the road, think of it only as a beautiful, long, straight road in perfect condition, we will arrive at our goal untired, with great joy and enthusiasm in our heart and in our body. We will not recognize that we had made a climb of some several thousand feet, that we had made a climb from the valley to the top of the mountain. And as we stand on the top of the mountain and see the journey that we have come, we say, huh, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. That was very nice. And as I always say to people, remember, whatever pathway you go up, if you're going to return, you may have to come on that same path. So when you see a stone on the path, pick it up, throw it to the side. If you see a branch down, pick it up, throw it to the side. We went out to the waterfall yesterday, and as we went out there was a big branch that had blown down right across our path. Now, we could have walked around it. We could have done many things, but here I had these three lovely ladies with me, and we just reached down and picked up the branches, and with four people, nothing to it. And in a moment, the path was lovely and beautiful as it always was. You see, a little moment of making our path joyous, no matter how long it may be or short, every moment you put aside the obstacles, the little stones that might block your way, and you bless the path, and you say, I love you. You're such a wonderful path. You bless a path like that. That's right. I love you. You're such a wonderful path. I just enjoy walking on you. And I just enjoy walking and feeling my feet on the ground here. And, you know, it's so beautiful because when I do it day after day, each day I pick up any obstacle that may be there, and I'm untouched by the obstacle. And I feel just wonderful. I feel just fantastic and glorious. And, you know, that's what life is all about. Mountains cannot be surmounted except by winding paths. We can surmount any circumstance in life by taking it a step at a time, one step at a time, and walking gently, lovingly, delighting in everything that we do, delighting in everywhere that we are, delighting in all that ever comes our way. This is a thought for today, and it's a wonderful thought. I love you, I love you, I love you.